Chapter 10. Treatment of trigger points. Quick guide. 1 minute of static pressure at a pain level of 7 to 8, 8 to 12 times a day. When searching for trigger points, you are looking for spots in the muscles that hurt when pressed and might even radiate or refer pain to other places nearby when pressed. Referred pain means you press one place but feel the pain or tension somewhere else. Some trigger points just hurt and do not radiate or refer pain. Many trigger points are also harder than the surrounding tissue and can feel either like a string or a knot. Pressing on the trigger point. There are several different ways to treat a trigger point, but we will focus on self-applied massage. You can massage the trigger point in several different ways, but the easiest method is to hold a static pressure on the trigger point for approximately 1 minute. When pressing the trigger point, you should get to a level of pain of about 7 to 8 on a pain scale from 0 to 10. Get on top of the trigger point. Once you've found the trigger point and start pressing, the trigger point can pop away. It can feel just like trying to pierce a pea with a fork. The pea just keeps popping away. If this happens, it is important to get back on top of the trigger point again. Even if the trigger point pops away 100 times, you must keep trying to catch it and press right on top of it, otherwise the massage will not have much effect. So, balancing on the top of the trigger point is more important than a lot of pressure. Once you have caught the trigger point and are right on top of it, you can then slowly start to increase the pressure, trying to keep it between your fingers or right under the knot of the back knobber. The back knobber is the tool we use to massage when the hands are not able to. In the beginning, don't be too concerned if you can catch it. Most important is that you continue. After some practice, it will become easier to catch it. Treat it many times a day. A trigger point should ideally receive this treatment 8 to 12 times a day, even sometimes as much as 20 times a day. This is the reason why massage needs to happen many times a day rather than just in one long session. This is also the reason why no massage therapist can help you with trigger point massage, although they will happily take your money and tell you that it will work. Starting out with trigger point massage. When you're just starting out with trigger point massage, on the first day, you should be very careful not to press too hard. If you press too hard, your symptoms might flare up. If you imagine a scale of pain going from 0 to 10, then your pressure on the trigger point should only generate a pain of 2 on the first day. For some people, this is no more pressure than what would break a very ripe grape. If your symptoms have not flared up after the first day of massage, then you can increase the pressure to a pain level of 3 on the second day. Continue working your way up to a pain level of 7 over the next 6 days. If your symptoms flare up, then go easier on the massage and maybe even take a break from the massage until your symptoms have gone down to normal. Once you have completed the first week, for the rest of the duration of the program, the pain level should be around 7 to 8. The purpose with the massage is to continue massaging a trigger point for many months until they are completely gone. Hidden trigger points. Sometimes trigger points can be hidden away inside a big muscle. So if you find muscle knots that do not seem to hurt initially, don't give up too easily. Give it an extra hard squeeze to figure out if it is hiding trigger points. It is unlikely that a hard muscle does not contain a bunch of trigger points at the center, so don't give up too soon. You might also feel that as the massage is progressing, new trigger points keep popping up. This is normal and are simply old trigger points that you just did not notice before. Don't stretch your muscles. Trigger points get agitated by stretching exercises, so don't stretch your muscles. Stretching your muscles is good if your muscles have become too short and to increase your flexibility. But you should not do stretching exercises to remove trigger points.